Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I am speaking to you about the momentous week of March 6th, Monday, March 6th to Sunday, March 12th. It's momentous because it has a full moon and it has Saturn entering Pisces. Now, I have recorded a full forecast for both of those major events that are in this week. And you can find them on the blog, on my website, or if you are on the Facebook page, Astral Essence is posted there. And if you are on the email list for the blog that you can get by going to my website, shelleyantine.com, then you've got it in your mail email as soon as it posts. Isn't that nice? So anyway, just saying that so you'll know that I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the full moon and Saturn entered Pisces because I did a 42-minute podcast on that. All right, Monday. It begins with the moon in Virgo opposing Mercury in Pisces until 11:32 a.m., and this is not a happy moment for the moon in Virgo because, you know, precision and logic and analysis and order are the instinctive experiences that would make the moon in Virgo feel safe. But Mercury in Pisces is a little bit, well, out there, let's say. Not as reliable. And definitely not focused on the same kind of analytical logic that Mercury usually is. So it's not a happy blend, but it's over at 11:32 a.m. Eastern. And then the moon gets to recover a bit in moving toward a trine to Uranus and Taurus. And it takes a long time to get there. It finally completes Tuesday the 7th at 5:51 a.m. Eastern. Now this is where maybe the moon in Virgo is coming up with some new office equipment, electronics or something to help, particularly with finance perhaps, or real estate matters, or even the garden, and possibly a new diet or food is Taurus also. And Virgo is about health. And that's the organization and the way the body analyzes things in order to feel that it's getting what it needs. And so you've got that nice stretch of time to get things done. Then after the 5:51 a.m. trine to Uranus and Taurus is over, that's when the moon in Virgo will go opposite the sun in Pisces. And at 7:40 a.m., that's exact, and there's your Virgo full moon. And the polarity is very much like, similar to the trine, I'm sorry, not the opposition, to Mercury in Pisces that we talked about that was happening on Monday. You know, it's just always a very big difference between those methodical energies of Virgo and those formless energies of Pisces. Pisces is a dissolver, and the moon in Virgo is trying to keep things going in an orderly way. So this is really what we're looking at. It's also really on another level, the difference between being focused in the mundane tasks of the world, which would be what Virgo really excels at, and being in the spiritual realm and the artistic visionary realm that the sun in Pisces wants to express through. So there you have it, and that is over. And it is at 8:35 a.m., not long after the full moon, that Saturn enters Pisces. And I was looking at this after I did the recording and finding out, you know, how long it'll be before Saturn is once again in Aquarius, and it's like 27 years. So, you know, all of those planetary aspects, lunar aspects to Saturn in Aquarius are gone for a really, really long time. Well, that's the case whenever Saturn leaves a sign and enters another one, because it has a 27 to 28, sometimes even 29-year cycle. And so that's what we're looking at. We're looking at, I don't want to go into it too much, but Saturn is structure and, you know, Pisces, as we said, is formless. But there are going to be lessons and challenges, and I go into it in great detail on the other podcast. In fact, I go into it and give you some expectations for the sun sign and ascendant while Pisces is doing the transit. And it's, you know, at least 2 years worth of this. And so we move on from that momentous day, and we have, since the full moon, had the moon in Virgo going square Mars in Gemini until 6:06 p.m. Tuesday evening. And, you know, it isn't until May that we finally get Mars shifted out of Gemini. It's just been there so long, and it's caused a lot of irritation and things that are, you know, not comfortable in terms of, you know, trying to get things done and somebody wanting to get moving quickly. And, you know, Moon in Virgo is not in alignment with that. You know, slow but steady wins the race and gets everything done so that you can check it off and know that it's been done well. So it's not a happy square. Well, the Moon square Mars is never a happy square, but, you know, it's not a good time to get involved with other people on projects and just realize that, you know, it's also a problem for the Mars and Gemini person to feel that they're being, you know, criticized or held back by the Virgo energy. So the closer you get to 6:06 p.m. Eastern, the more likely argument would take place. So just be aware of that. And unfortunately, after this, the Moon in Virgo is opposing Neptune in Pisces until 11:39 p.m. Tuesday. And that's almost like the unkindest cut of all, which is from a Shakespearean drama, that phrase. But the truth is that, you know, Neptune in Pisces is the strongest Pisces energy you've got. And so, you know, the Moon's already been through the opposition to Mercury and the Sun, and now this. So, you know, it's really a confusing time. And so hopefully you're just watching something on your streaming device, whatever it may be, and just letting things flow, because they will. And 11:39 p.m. is when the Moon in Virgo could get back into a frame of reference, you know, because she's now going towards the trine to Pluto in Capricorn until 9:07 a.m. on Wednesday. So overnight, for the people on the East Coast, you know, you may be able to get some information and remember it when you wake up, and put some kind of a plan in motion for Wednesday at least. And also these Pluto aspects are getting to be towards the last one, because Pluto is going to take a quick dip in March also into Aquarius. I mean, he'll be in it for a while, but it's only 0 degrees. He won't get any further along than that. And that is going to be a discussion that we'll be having pretty soon on the weekly astrology forecast. Actually, the 23rd of March is when that happens. So, you know, from here on at least, and even a little bit before this, any aspect to Pluto will not be happening again from the Moon or some of the planets if they are aspecting Capricorn because it won't be there. So anyway, here we are, and we get into Wednesday at 9:44 a.m. The moon goes into Libra, and we know we've got a couple of planets in Aries, and I hope some of you got to see the Jupiter-Venus conjunction in the western sky not long before, after sunset, well, sort of at sunset-ish time. It was really beautiful, and also I've seen incredible photos, but the moon in Libra has to oppose both of them because that's what she does with planets in Aries. So it takes, again, a long time from 9:44 a.m. on Wednesday for the moon to oppose Jupiter in Aries at 12:27 p.m. on Thursday. So, again, when you're approaching an aspect that is very far away, you're going to feel it more as you get closer to that. So you'll feel it more on Thursday morning. But the reason we even mention it is because if you were looking at choosing your actions or your decision making, which I do encourage you to do with these aspects, the moon tells the tale. So the moon going opposite Jupiter in Aries, and no matter how long it took to get there, is going to suggest that something is not going to help you feel balanced and harmonious. So you should be aware of that and understand that you may even be inclined to go overboard. And if you're looking at issues of relationship, any discussion that you're going to have isn't going to be received well by someone who's very into independence and having things their way, Jupiter in Aries. So, that aspect completing, as I said, Thursday, 12:27 p.m., and then going towards the opposition to Venus until 4:07 a.m. on Friday, the 10th. Now, that wouldn't be as intense of a dialogue, let's say. I mean, Moon in Libra, or Libra, the sign of Libra, will argue. I mean, it is the sign of peace, but, you know, it's also the sign of lawyers. And in the court of law, what do we say? We say they argue a case, right? So Moon in Libra is good with that. Fighting, that's what knocks it for a loop, because it goes just a little bit too far out of balance, and it's hard for Libra to get, you know, a sense of stability back again. But when the moon is opposing Venus in Aries, it's still not a great time to discuss relationship and people. If you're trying to be with friends or make plans with people, there'll be a difference in what wants to be done. You know, the moon in Libra would love something peaceful, artistic, beautiful, and Venus in Aries wants excitement and adventure. So, you know, it's that kind of difference. And again, if it's in a interpersonal relationship, it will also show up that way. So wait, there'll be a better time. Maybe not with the moon in Libra, because that'll take a while. You got to get those other planets. Well, you won't get Jupiter out so fast, but Venus will leave Aries at least. So when we get to 4:07 a.m. on Friday morning, now, if you were awake for the next almost 2 hours, you would get a moon in Libra trine to Mars in Gemini at 6 a.m. on Friday. So that would be a time when discussions would go well, but, you know, it's a little early. Please don't talk to me before I had my coffee. You know, that's... But here comes one of those aspects to Pluto that won't happen for a long time. It won't happen again for quite a while. Moon in Libra square, Pluto in Capricorn at 6:37 p.m. So that is kind of like the aspect for the daytime of the Eastern time zone. And so, you know, this is said every month, you know, the Pluto energy in Capricorn has absolutely no desire to hear other points of view, other sides of the story. issues of justice and issues of equality. It's not Pluto's thing, you know. And Capricorn, no, I'm the power, I say so, and that's that. So 6:37 p.m., that's over for a while. And it's interesting because, you know, Pluto going into an air sign, the whole time that it's in zero Aquarius, Moon in Libra, will be in trine now to Pluto. So, what can that mean for the world at large? Maybe it's something good. Let's hope so. Void, of course, Libra Moon enters Scorpio at 7:06 p.m. And since Saturn has shifted to Pisces, the moon gives it its first aspect, the trine, to Saturn in Pisces at 7:51 p.m. Yay! A little bit of psychic energy that can do something and actually help us understand some of what Saturn in Pisces is about. You know, and again, listen to the other podcast. It'll give you lots of information. And, some structure can come out of that. We have the moon going opposition Uranus and Taurus after this. But even longer than the rest of these aspects, it takes till Sunday at 12:43 a.m. Eastern for the moon to complete the opposition to Uranus and Taurus. That's always the difference in values and how we should spend money and what we should buy and that kind of thing. Very, very different, all right? But as we're moving towards that, again, we have a time frame where it is not being felt quite so much. And during that time frame, the early morning on Saturday, the 11th, you have... Yes, it did happen. Venus in Aries, sextile, she caught up to it. Mars in Gemini, 10:05 a.m. is when that happened. So now is the time to get into some discussions about adventure plans. You know, Mars in Gemini loves to do short journeys to new areas, you know. Let's try this place. We never tried this before. And Venus in Aries is the perfect person to be doing that with. So you've got a good start to Saturday, and you even have Mercury in Pisces, sextile Uranus and Taurus until 4:04 p.m. So maybe you decided to, you know, try a different restaurant, and, you know, it was good, it was fun, you know, especially if it was for lunch. And then, you know, it's the long march to the opposition at 12:43 a.m. And while that is taking place, you may be up on the West Coast. It's only 9:43 p.m. So you're going to have to be aware of that also in terms of sudden actions and things that go on, that you have to be a little bit careful around that energy. Sunday the 12th. Daylight savings time begins at 2 a.m. Oh, I'm glad I saw that. I was wondering. I know it's earlier these days, but it's the 12th that morning, daylight savings. So I can't say EST anymore in my posts. I'll have to say EDT, and we will definitely see some people being ecstatically happy about this shift, but I don't know why. We have had the moon trine Mercury shortly after this shift in the time, and that's also Scorpio to Pisces, 3:07 a.m. So if you are up, you've got psychic lines open, and they remain open Sunday. Spiritual, psychic, creative energies. Moon in Scorpio trine the sun in Pisces until 12:32 p.m. Harmony of the lights. After all this, you know, difficulty, we finally get to a peaceful harmony on Sunday. And we'll really enjoy that, you know. So this is Scorpio to Pisces. It's very much in the realm of feelings. And so we have our, you know, need to feel that we are somewhat in control of things when we have a moon in Scorpio energy. And we have a sun in Pisces that's willing to go along, really, basically, I think, is what it is. But, you know, it's also very musical, you know, lots of nice energies. And that continues because the moon in Scorpio will go on to trine Neptune in Pisces until 6:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And this is a huge psychic experience and creative experience. So, you know how to take advantage of it if you wish. And also if you are doing an activity in the afternoon on Sunday and it is, you know, you're in a place in the Northern Hemisphere which allows for the weather to be nice enough for you to want to be out in nature, and there's some kind of water like a lake or a beach or waterfalls if you're up here in the mountains, you get a lot of those, rivers. That would be really a nice experience on that day. Moon in Scorpio then gets down to more practical attitudes as it goes into the sextile, again, last aspect for a long time, to Pluto in Capricorn. And that will continue until it completes at 2:58 a.m. on Monday, March 13th. So, big shift. I mean, this is the month of major shifts. And when we do next week, 13th to the 19th, we're going to have first Venus shift into Taurus and then Mercury shift into Aries. So it's a big month of change. And you know, when we go a little further, as I said, the 23rd is when you're going to get the Pluto shift. But the 20th is when the sun will enter Aries and we'll have a new moon in Aries in that 0 degrees. It's quite potent new moon on the 21st. So, yes, fasten your seatbelts. And, you know, we are having weather that is going up and down like a roller coaster ride here. And that might continue through March. Also, one of my friends here in this climate here says March is a month with four seasons, and we are seeing them definitely here in the upstate Blue Ridge area of South Carolina. So wishing you the best, reminding you one more time about the podcast about Saturn and Pisces, and also that I'm an astrologer that does readings, and if you need to know where that Saturn transit is going to happen and how it's going to affect you, then this is a good time for you to have a reading. And if you're another mutable sign, so Pisces is a mutable sign, and so is Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius, you may be feeling it a lot more because the lessons, I should say, the challenges will be there. Okay. I will wish you the best, and I will say goodbye for now.